Well, the archives, of course, houses state records, records of the state government, colonial government, papers of the early governors, whatever exists. And then they have a good percentage of the state records in the county level that survive on microfilm, as well as some originals that are in the building. They have a library of published material on Georgia history and genealogy, a lot of books on family histories. We have a large collection of the Daughters of the American Revolution Bible records and other records that they copied through the years. And then we have a private manuscript collection here that's in the official document section where they have material that different people may have donated to the archives over the years. And the papers of state employees like myself. I retired from state government to my 30-something years as a state historian. So you have a mixed bag of a lot of stuff.
Old photographs come in awfully handy. With some investigation, you can find out a lot.
Well, with photographs, most of them are made in a studio until the 20th century. So the early ones, you can try to track down the studio in a certain city to see when it existed. That helps you date the date of the picture. And also, depending on who's in the photograph, sometimes we've copied them and sent them around to relatives to see if anybody had the same picture. And we did identify a number of people because the descendants of a certain couple had that picture.
A term I've heard bandied about a good bit in the past several years is forensic genealogy.
We've all gotten into DNA research lately. A lot of people have, trying to prove their ancestry. And I had a situation where my grandfather was adopted in 1902 by his stepfather. So we did not know his real father's name or anything about him. And about 20 years ago, in a discussion with a distant cousin, my dad's first cousin, that gave me a name, the name of Humphreys. And I took a DNA test in 2005. And in 2006, I matched with a man, matched exactly with him. But he was an extremely distant relative in Texas. Our families had probably not been in the same room since the 1730s. So that was a real gold mine. And there are other levels of DNA. There are all kind of different types of DNA tests that can be done. And I also took the mitochondrial DNA test for your mother's 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 line. And that indicated I had the same DNA as the Iceman, the one they found in the Alps.
Really?
We have the same DNA. What can I say?
Even in today's age of being able to find virtually any and everything online, places like the archives, very important tool in genealogy.
Well, the one thing you want to make sure is you don't want to trust everything on the Internet. Certainly if you're starting off, you've got to be very careful. And again, the traditional ways of doing research, you need to start off with the interviews, start off with your relatives and find out what they can tell you, then try to verify the material. And many times there's a family interview that's priceless. You know, like I interviewed my great aunts and learned things from them that may not ever be written down unless I wrote it down. And family scandals, of course, that's the best way they get passed on because they're very rarely documented anywhere. And that sometimes leads to another whole level of genealogical work and all like that.
In fact, far from being documented, they're hidden fairly well.
It wouldn't be a scandal if they weren't hidden.
That's true.
I remember when I started doing this in the 60s with my grandmother and her sisters, there were certain questions that came up, and finally they just had to have a little secret conference one day and said, well, you better tell Ken this is the way it really was, that he's not going to find this record because grandmother never married anybody.
Oh.
Well, when you're 15 and you're told that your grandmother's grandmother never married anybody, that's a pretty scandalous moment.
Yes, it is. As we begin to sort of wrap up, is there anything we've missed along the way?
There's more stuff coming available now than ever before in history on research. I've decided that people don't really want to read all the begats, who had children and all this. They really need to make stories interesting, like the Civil War anniversary is upon us now. People need to maybe try to portray the Civil War history of their ancestors and make some of the younger people involved in that, maybe take them to a battlefield. Just show them something so they'll have, maybe the bug will bite another member of the family that will carry on some of the stories, the family recipes, the story of the family home site, or these pictures we're talking about, and document them and share them.
What do you think is the most valuable part of someone researching their family history?
Well, I think it gives people a sense of place. To me, it's just part of American history, or history of any country, to know how your family fits into it.